Good evening and welcome. You're listening to Radio IBC. This is Rachna Nitesh and it's time for Global News. 23rd of June is widely celebrated as United Nations Public Service Day. It recognizes that democracy and successful governments are built on the foundation of a competent civil service. On 20 December 2002, the United Nations General Assembly designated June 23rd of each year as United Nations Public Service Day. South African spinner Keshav Maharaj has bagged a hat-trick against West Indies to hand a 158-run win to his team in the second test in St. Lucia. He became only the second South African bowler and the first Proteas cricketer in more than 60 years to take a hat-trick in test. Odisha has emerged as the only state to have all three species of crocodiles. These are freshwater gharials at Etsatkoshia in Mahanadi, muggers in Bhitar Kanika National Park and saltwater crocodiles. Gharials were granted full protection by law and listed in Schedule 1 of the Wildlife Act 1972, while gharials, being different from muggers, do not harm humans. The European Union has started the process of lifting sanctions against Burundi that stops financial aid to the Burundian government. In March 2016, the European Union suspended its direct financial support to the Burundian government following the political crisis sparked by the controversial third-term bid of then-president Pierre. The Great Barrier Reef should be added to a list of in-danger World Heritage Sites as recommended by a UN committee. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization Committee with sites under UNESCO informed that the world's biggest coral reef system should be added to the list due to the impact of climate change. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports and Minister of the Ministry of Ayush, Kiran Rijiju, has announced the launch of 25 Fit India Yoga Centres. Fit India Mission has identified and recognized 25 yoga centres as Fit India Yoga Centres across the country. These yoga centres, on June 21, 2021, were presented with a Fit India certificate officially recognizing this association. The Assam Forest Department has adopted a vision document to raise at least 1,000 critically endangered black soft-shell turtles by 2030. Black soft-shell turtles are the rarest of India's 28 turtle species, were believed to be the extinct in the wild till recently. Indian naval ships Kochi and Teg, along with P-8I and MiG-29K aircraft, are participating in a passage exercise with U.S. Navy carrier strike group Ronald Reagan on 23rd and 24th of June 2021. The two-day exercise aims to strengthen bilateral relationship and cooperation by demonstrating the ability to integrate and coordinate comprehensively in maritime operations. Women and Child Development Minister Smriti Irani and Minister of State for Education Sanjay Dhotre virtually inaugurated Toycathon 2021 Grand Finale on 22nd of June. The Toycathon 2021 is being organized jointly by the Ministry of Education in coordination with five other ministries. 1,77,049 individual teams had submitted the ideas at Toycathon 2021. India and Fiji have signed an MOU for cooperation in the field of agriculture and allied sectors. The MOU provides for cooperation in the field of dairy industry, rice industry, root crop diversification, water resources management, and coconut industries. It also provides for cooperation in the field of agricultural research, animal husbandry, pest and disease cultivation. The Gujarat government has announced the policy for electric vehicles for the next 4 years. The state aims to witness 2 lakh electric vehicles on the roads in the next 4 years. With the new policy, minimum 6 lakh tons of carbon emission will be reduced. The policy also aims to establish additional 250 charging stations, which will make the total number of charging stations in the state of 528. Hockey India has named Manpreet Singh as captain of the 16-member Olympic-bound men's hockey team. Birendra Lakhra and Harmanpreet Singh were named vice-captains. This will be Manpreet's third Olympic. Under Manpreet's captaincy, the Indian team won the Asia Cup in 2017, the Asian Championship Trophy in 2018 and the FIH Series Final in 2019. This is all for Global News today. You keep listening Radio IBC and keep watching IBC 24.